Eye in the Sky, Post Play, and Rallying Around Rocky. It's all next on This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, making college accessible, affordable, and achievable. Hi again, everyone. I'm John Johnson, and welcome to This Week in High School Sports. I've talked from time to time here about the MHSAA School Broadcast Program and the great opportunities it affords students to learn about video production while putting their school's athletic events online for friends and families across the globe to watch. But for some schools, the desire to stream games has been thwarted by a lack of personnel to man the equipment. Enter Pixalot, MHSAA TVs and the NFHS Network's solution to bring games into living rooms using a high-tech set of high-definition cameras. Otisville-Lakeville High School, about a half hour northeast of Flint, became the first school in the state last week and one of the first nationally on the NFHS Network to have Pixalot installed in its gymnasium. Here's Falcon Athletic Director Drew Johnson.
We had tried a year and a half ago or so. We signed our contract. Was really excited to get involved, get our stuff out to the communities, and when it came to it, we just couldn't get the manpower to run the cameras. We're gonna record everything and publish everything in our gym. So we're gonna do our basketball games, boys and girls, volleyball, wrestling. We're gonna be recording our practices.
A half dozen events from Lakeville High will air in the coming week. For the school, it's as simple as typing in the schedule. Pixalot does the rest. The array of cameras senses the movement of the ball up and down the court, focusing in on the action. The score and time comes straight from a connection to the scoreboard, and Johnson says they hope to deploy additional Pixalot units on their outdoor athletic fields in the future. Our Sparrow Health game balls this week go out to Jesse Bicknell and Moira Joyner at Saginaw Heritage, who scored 13 and 12 points respectively to lead the Hawks to a 50-47 overtime win over Midland Dow in girls basketball last week in a battle of two top five teams in Class A. Don't grab that energy drink for a quick pick-me-up. Choose a snack with carbohydrates and fluids, like a piece of fruit. A tip from Sparrow, the official health system of the MHSAA. Back with more in a moment. You're listening to This Week in High School Sports.
Hi, my name's Dan Skuda, professional football player and Michigan native. Being born and raised in Michigan, I want to see all Michigan students succeed. Paying for college can be a barrier. That's why I've teamed up with My Student Aid to help tackle the cost of college. My Student Aid helps students and families in Michigan with affording college, with scholarships, grants, and also college savings programs. See how they can help you today by visiting michigan.gov/MyStudentAid. Together, we can help make college accessible, affordable, and achievable.
Our weekly Be the Referee segment takes a look at the fine art of officiating with Mark Ewell.
Over the past several years, a point of emphasis in basketball has been to eliminate the unnecessary and unneeded rough and physical play, especially in the post area. This year, a point of emphasis continues to be calling of an automatic foul whenever a player in the post or lane area commits one of these four actions. It will automatically be a foul whenever one of the post players uses an armbar, or when one of those players uses an elbow to gain position. It's also an automatic foul when that player uses the leg or knee to move an opponent out of the way, or when that opponent backs down an opponent to establish new position.
Thanks, Mark. There's help wanted. Just whistle. Go online now to MHSAA.com to be a referee. Great teacher coaches give to their sport and give to their communities. Now a community is rallying around one of its great teacher coaches to give back to him. Going back to his time as a student where he helped his school win a state title, Rocky Shaft has been on the scene at Holt High School just south of Lansing for around 45 years, 37 of them as its head wrestling coach. He's had more than his fair share of success with his teams, winning three state titles, but more importantly, developing a wonderful atmosphere around Ram Wrestling, having coached multiple generations of family members. But he's also been doing battle with diabetes for more than 20 years, and his condition has progressed to the point where the whole community has stepped up to raise money to secure an assist dog for him trained to detect low blood sugar. Over $10,000 have been raised going in the last Saturday's Holt Invitational, where an additional $1,000 was added to the fund. Rocky Shaft has no intention of letting this get the best of him, and with the support of the community he's given so much to all these years, he might just have a companion on the edge of the mat with him soon, giving him a little extra help. You've been listening to This Week in High School Sports, powered by My Student Aid, a production of the MHSAA Network. Thanks for listening, everyone. I'm John Johnson. We'll see you next time.